Before we do some things here this morning, I wanted to, I've got this memorized. I wanted to just share with you why we're doing this. We keep trying to talk about why we're doing what we're doing. This meeting, which we love, it's fun. It's a great way to waste an hour and a half on a Sunday morning. I mean, a wonderful way to do that. But this is supplemental to the real deal for us. The real deal for us is the commission from Jesus that we're to all go and make disciples. And that involves our whole life. That's infiltrating our jobs and culture and multiplying ourselves out in discipleship. This meeting is to help that process. It's not the other way around. Sometimes we can have everything centered around building some meeting, and then we've got small groups and stuff that kind of help support this. That's not the way we see this. We're underneath the main ministry. And I would just say to you that there's a law in nature and in the kingdom that seed reproduces after seed, after its own kind. When day three, when the Lord put seeds in for vegetation, he said, so that they would all produce after their own kind. And the same thing is said on day five about the birds and the fish, and then about the animals too, that they would, each seed would produce after its own kind. So giraffes make giraffes and cows make cows. You're welcome for that lesson in biology. But I want to tell you this, the issue of us making disciples, only disciples make disciples. I don't think meetings make disciples. Meetings supplement the making of disciples. But when he went to the apostles and said, I want you guys to go make disciples of all nations under the power of the Holy Spirit, he didn't say, so take my words, take the sentences I just said, have lots of meetings on a regular basis where you talk about doing that. Break it down, break the Greek down, and you guys talk and talk and talk about this command I gave you. He didn't say that. He basically told them, what I've been doing to you for 3.5 years and what I'm about to do with you by filling you with the Spirit, go multiply that in your neighborhoods and in the nations. So I just want to encourage you to be disciples, and I want to encourage you to make disciples. And not under some weird, bizarre obligation. It's actually the most natural thing to do is for us to share our faith, to share the DNA of how we walk in the kingdom. We love the word, and I don't mean to belittle this at all. We just want it in its right orbit, in its right place. This is to support the main gig, and the main gig is that your disciple is following Jesus all week long, and you are to propagate that kingdom, and not so we can bring more people to new life. That's not our goal. Our goal is to populate earth with kingdom disciples. And so I want to pray really quick for all of you in this manner. And as John comes and Danny's going to come, we're going to share with you some things that are here to stir your faith and help you. The numbers, John, I don't want to discourage you, but the numbers are crazy of how much you forget after you get sermons. I wonder if we gave you a test, and this would probably hurt my feelings, of how much you remembered when I've preached. I've been preaching for a long time. Give a 30-minute sermon. I wonder by Sunday night how many people could remember. The numbers are about 90% of it or so we forget. And so I just say this to say that even anointed lectures, teachings, we love teaching. And he's going to bring teaching. It's going to stir your heart. But there's going to be kind of a central principle in there. And we need your participation to grab that with your heart. And we do that to help you to go live this kingdom life, not to build this meeting. We want you to be able to persevere in prayer, to go deep in that. We want you to be stirred with faith for miracles, and you're about to hear about a miracle. And all that, we just want to supply and supplement for your discipleship life, and you can do this. So, let me say one more thing. I'm sorry, Jonathan. Discipleship is the hardest thing on the planet. It's the easiest thing on the planet. It's the easiest thing on the planet because it's natural. I mean, honestly, when the Warriors or the Cavs do awesome, it's not hard for me to talk about them with other people. When you're inspired and enthralled with the Lord Jesus and with life in him, telling about it is very, very easy. Why it's hard is because the enemy hates this message. And he's warring against us to keep us bottled up, to feel shame, to feel fear, to feel like we're going to bother people. And so has anybody ever felt the enemy's tyranny towards you to share your faith? Yeah. Well, don't be shocked by that. That's the way it is. There's war against us doing what is the most natural thing for believers to do.